Okay. So your full name is Juan Gilces?
Yeah, Gilces. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay. So what's your major?
I am international relations and political science.
Okay, and what year are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay. And unless you have another position, are you only the SU vice president?
Yeah, I'm still the vice president.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So about this new shuttle, how did this idea came about, like to have an out campus shuttle?
So the speaker of our senate, Alian Collazo, he was working on the idea of having a shuttle to transport housing students to the most closest grocery store, which is Publix.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was we saw the amount of international students that live on our campus, and also the amount of students that don't have any sort of transportation to do their weekly grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the issues that we were trying to think and get an idea of. And when I took the role of vice president this January, I sat with him, and we pretty much we moved on the idea on working with the business services. So we worked with the Office of Business Services and pretty much getting information and getting prices in terms of this shuttle. So we had a meeting on January 25th with Amy Martinez from the Business Services, and we reached the proposal of implementing a shuttle that will transport students from University Apartments, Lakeview Hall, Everglades Hall, and Panther Hall. Those are the most accessible stops to the Publix on 107th, once a week for 3 hours.
Once a week, okay.
Once a week for 3 hours. So that the approximate cost of this shuttle was $2,400 for the remaining of the semester, to start it off the semester till the end of the semester. And I spoke to my executive board, and we approved the allocation of $2,400 from student government to fund this project. So we proposed a pilot program. So what we want to do is, for the remaining of this semester, when the service starts, we want to see how many students use it. So by the end of, maybe by the beginning of May, we'll go ahead and get the report. They'll have to have their one card in order to use the service, so we can get the report back. So in May, we'll get a report of how many students are using the service, and we will provide this report to external relations that's going to help us in the future of maybe Publix sponsoring the service. And then we'll be, so for us to be able to expand the service, not once a week, but twice a week, three times a week. So this is a pilot program that we want to see if it's successful or not. And if it is, then we can move forward. Maybe in the future, student government came and proposed not only going to Publix, we're going to Dolphin Mall or any other certain areas here in Sweetwater and Doral and things like that. So as I said, it is a pilot program. The shuttle fits 20 people. And we will start this program on February 21st, 2016. That is the tentative date for the service to start. As I said, we already allocated the money for the service. We already spoke to the Office of Housing and Residential Life. And we, at this meeting, we decided which day students are going to use it the most. Our housing centers conducted a survey, and most students, they wanted the service to be on Sundays. So it will be Sundays between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
So that's when the service is going to be available. I think by providing service, not only housing students will benefit the most, specifically international students.
Oh.
And that's what I really have in mind. Every time I pass by 107, I, I see students struggling, carrying their groceries bags back to their dorms, back to the residence halls.
Okay.
So.
Got it. So does the shuttle take them back from Publix as
yes.
well? How does that work? Do they make a call or?
No, so the shuttle will run mm-hmm. for 3 hours continuously.
Oh, okay.
So there's only five stops. Publix, University Apartments, and Building A, which is University Apartments, Lakeview Hall, Everglades Hall, and Panther Hall for continuous hours. So it will only take about 10 minutes to come back.
Oh, okay.
So students will have that idea that between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., they will only have to wait about 10 minutes for the bus to arrive at any time.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not a long of a route, of a transit route, mm-hmm. but I mean, we wouldn't implement a service to call because it's such a short transit route that
mm-hmm.
it will only for 3 hours, it will just continuously okay. go around.
And is there like a schedule for it? Like
we're working on a schedule.
Okay.
As of now, we have is that from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., the service is going to be available.
Got it.
We will most likely work on a schedule. It's just since it's a very short route, we can give you exact times because the bus might be here earlier than the time that was set.
Mm-hmm.
But we are estimated that it only takes 10 minutes to complete the route. So every 10 minutes, we'll be doing the same thing.
Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
No problem.
So what role did you, as the vice president, play, like, once the Speaker of the Senate?
The role with the vice president, I represented the executive side of this project. Even though the idea of this project came from the legislative, the
mm-hmm.
executive came in order to be able to allocate the funding
mm-hmm.
of this shuttle.
Okay.
So my role was pretty much getting together my team and proposing the actual plan to our executive team for the allocation to be successful.
Okay. What outside company is going to be making the shuttle? Like, who are?
I don't have that information.
Oh, okay.
The only people that we're working with is
mm-hmm.
business services, the FIU business services,
oh.
and they'll take care of pretty much where the shuttle is. It has to be a shuttle that has a contract with FIU, and it works with parking and transportation. So, our only communication right now is the FIU Business Services.
Okay, got it.
That is getting it's helping us provide the service
okay.
and the allocation we made is
yeah.
to them.
Okay, got it. Is the shuttle only for residents?
No, yeah. any students with one car can use it. Of
mm-hmm.
course, the shuttle is targeted to residents that live on campus, but if a student needs to go to Publix within that time period,
they can just go by one of the
stops.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing they need is a one card to be able to use the service.
Okay. Thank you.
No,
so how satisfied are you with like the completion of this project?
I am very satisfied.
And then now it is. And what improvements are you looking forward in the future on new
in the future,
renovations?
I see these are baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, I want FIU and specifically FIU Housing to be able to have the services as other universities here in the state. I've been to University of Miami. I've been to UF.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, we as a university, as part of the strategic plan, we see ourselves becoming more like the University of Florida in terms of our services. So I see this, the beginning of services, like in the UM, that there's a shuttle every day of the week, and they only transport them to Publix, but they transport them to different parts of the city. So we are becoming a university that a lot of international students are really looking to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in an amazing city, and we live in an amazing area. And I feel like in the future, someone will make this project even greater, and then we'll have shuttle services for students,
okay.
as I said before, to not only a Publix, but to different locations of the city.
Okay. I know the budget is $2,400 as of now, but does the FCA keep on looking forward to keeping it a free service for student or
yes.
May.
We our priority is to keep it as a, mm-hmm. as a free service to our students. As I said, SEA will be funding the pilot program, and we're hoping mm-hmm. that if the pilot program is successful, other partners will come in terms of funding, because if we are taking a good amount of students, a good percentage of students to Publix every Sunday, and Publix is benefiting from it, then they will be interested to come to the table in expanding the service, because we're bringing more customers to them. But as of now, we want to make sure that the service remains free for students, mm-hmm. and it does apply to the activities and service fees of our students, because it is a service oh. to our students. So we are allocating the money that we get from students from the ANS fees
mm-hmm.
to a right project.
Got it. Okay, and what would you say to students out there to encourage them to use this new service on Sunday? Be like, don't stay in bed, just come out and use
yeah.
this.
No, I will tell them that on Sundays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. to have them on their calendars as the day that they can do their errands, because mm-hmm. this will not only take them to Publix, but it will take them to a plaza that has many things to do. You have dollar stores. You have,
oh, that plaza as well.
Yeah, the plaza
okay.
107.
That's one of the steps.
Yeah, that's the 107 mm-hmm. on the Publix. So the stop is in Publix, but by stopping in Publix, you have
oh,
all the
yeah.
services that you have right
exactly.
there. So on Sunday between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., you have Publix. You can have a weekend dining. There's a lot of dining services. So I tell students that to make sure to mark the calendars and to make this a habit, that on Sundays between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., they have the opportunity to do their weekly grocery shopping.
Okay. I'll make sure to mention that. Is there anything else you'd like me to mention in the article?
No. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. And this article will definitely run. Wait. Is this Sunday the 21st?
No.
Okay, so the next, yeah. So it will run by next week before the shuttle starts. So student will know during the week with the article online and
perfect.
In the paper.
Mm-hmm. I actually, and if the beacon is interested, we do have a flyer that was made by our office.
I will take it. Mm-hmm. And
well, it's not this one. I can email
oh,
it to you.
Okay,
I can email
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
This is the updated one.
Okay.
No, updated.
You can. I can promise you that it will be published, but it will definitely be online. But as mm-hmm. of for the paper, we have our multimedia director. She has to look over it and see.
Okay, I can forward it to you.
Okay, do that. Thank you
no
very
problem.
Much. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
you're doing
to meet
a